a ramp full of bonanzas, and a convention center full of their owners. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. Last week, the American Bonanza Society held its annual convention and trade show here in Salt Lake City. The Salt Palace Convention Center was the official venue, but there was also some time planned at South Valley Regional Airport for visitors to talk informally, enjoy a hangar party, and look at each other's airplanes. Bonanzas have been around a long time now, and so has the Society. I had the chance to talk with Tom Turner, the Society's Manager of Technical Services, about the event and how it's changed in the last few years.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate you coming down. The American Bonanza Society Convention is the premier educational event and trade show for our membership each year. We hold it in different parts of the country, and this year, as you said, we came to the Salt Palace in Salt Lake City. It's been a tremendous facility for us. It's very convenient to the downtown hotels and restaurants, and the facility itself has been fantastic for us. The space that's available and the convenience of the space has worked out very nicely for us.
Now, this does not look like some of the other type club convention and trade shows we have seen. I think people tend to think of Bonanza as a, let's put it in polite terms, a legacy design, and maybe don't think of it as being on the cutting edge of a lot of things. But you guys have a great trade show here with a lot of vendors.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, it is a legacy airplane, but it is still a current production airplane as well. So we have 62 years of continuous production of airplanes that we help support in their safe flying operations. Because the design has been in production for so long, and there's so many copies of the different versions of the aircraft, one of the things that's worked out very nicely for owners is there has been a rather large, in general aviation terms, aftermarket industry crop up to support those airplanes. And that's reflected in the variety and the number of vendors that we have in our trade show. There are a lot of people still supporting the airplane at the factory, but the greatest support for the aircraft overall comes from the aftermarket.
Now, it would seem to me that an aircraft that's been in production for 62 years is going to be a really prime candidate for a lot of the retrofit avionics and other products that are out there today. How important is it to your members to come and visit this particular show?
Well, you know, all of the vendors that come here, almost all of the vendors that come to our convention, also go to the big shows like Sun & Fun and Oshkosh and AOPA Expo and such. But everyone that comes here is orienting their display and their wares specifically toward the Beechcraft owner. And most of our vendors, even those that are providing avionics and other equipment that themselves are not type specific, most of them own or operate Beech airplanes in their businesses. It's surprising how many of the avionics manufacturers have a Baron or a Bonanza as a demo plane. So in many cases, not only are they a vendor, but they're also a member of the society. It really makes for an orientation toward a one-stop shopping for the Beech owner. If you have a product that you want to sell to Beech airplane owners, this is where you go. If you are an owner and want a product that's oriented toward your airplane, this is the best place to see them all in one place.
Now, this has obviously the same component a lot of type club shows have, where you have people who meet here every year. But if I understand correctly, the demographics of this are a little different in that you have a lot of folks at every one of these shows who are attending it for the first time.
It works out very well that almost one-third of all of our attendees historically are first-timers. And this year we've got, I think the number was 31%. But we have a real good mix of the regulars and the folks that are there for the first time. Part of the reason for that is that we do move the show. We tend to have a generally westerly location followed by a generally East Coast location, then followed by a central U.S. location. And we don't go to the same places every time. So there are those that follow us no matter where we go. And there are folks that haven't gone far out of their way to go to a convention, but when we come close to them, they'll come for the first time. Many of those are going to keep coming no matter where we are.
In a moment, how the look of the seminar schedule has changed in the past few years. My guest is Tom Turner of the American Bonanza Society. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking with Tom Turner, Manager of Technical Services for the American Bonanza Society, getting a feel for the history of the group's annual convention and trade show. In the past, the trade show vendor list looked very much like the seminar speakers list. But in the past few years, the educational offerings have expanded significantly, and part of that has been Tom's doing.
Well, I was brought on to ABS full-time as part of a general shift in focus toward becoming the premier educational resource for Beechcraft owners. And I was brought in here in 2003 under a gentleman by the name of Dr. Jack Hastings, who billed himself as being the education president for our society, to expand upon our seminar base. As you said, at that time, most of our seminars were vendor-specific programs. We still have those where a vendor can come in and has the opportunity to present the product or service that they sell in a seminar setting, but we have moved beyond that to have a full range of classrooms. We currently have over 50 hours of educational programs for our members over a three-day time at the show.
Now, that leads me to ask the question, you're in Salt Lake City. We don't see a lot of big shows, aviation shows, come through here. We also don't see maybe as much in the way of programs qualifying for wings credit in this market that we do in some of the other cities around the country. This show is open only to members of the American Bonanza Society. What's it take to become a member, and is it encouraged for people who are not owners to join the Type Club?
Well, ABS membership is $55 a year for a domestic member, and also Canada gets that same rate. We have a fair number of international members as well. We do have a higher international rate solely because of the shipping costs of the magazine. But we do encourage people who are enthusiasts about the Beech products to come and join, become a member of ABS, and then they are eligible to register for the convention and, among other things, can go to the educational seminars. Anybody in the area that wants to participate in the events is absolutely welcome to become an ABS member. We have what we consider to be the premier Type Club magazine, and that alone is, most of our members consider that to be far more than worth the $55 a year. So certainly, we encourage new membership all the time.
Well, how many people take advantage of that? What percentage of your membership is non-owners of the type, and where will you be coming next year so those folks can get a head start thinking about it?
Okay, well, we have currently about 10,000 members around the world. The vast majority in the United States, we are the American Bonanza Society, but again, we have a lot of international members. Of that number, approximately 9,600 actually own what I would call an ABS-type airplane, a Bonanza, Baron, Travelair, or Debonair aircraft. So we have a very high market penetration of those of owners of those types of airplane, and a large number of our members actually own the aircraft. Even some of the vendors, a great many of the vendors that I mentioned, own and operate the airplane and are members of ABS. Next year, we're going to be in Buffalo, New York, September 22nd through 26th. And anybody in the eastern part of the United States or the Northeast who's thinking of participating in over 50 hours of educational programs, a great vendor, Beechcraft vendor-specific trade show, and a lot of social events with people that just absolutely enjoy flying their own personal airplane, they're welcome to come to ABS, become a member.
Tom, thanks for your information, your time, and have a great show.
Thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate it.
Find out more about the American Bonanza Society on the web at www.bonanza.org. Tom Turner is the Society's Manager of Technical Services and also offers a weekly email newsletter breaking down the previous week's accident reports for the type and lessons we might learn. Look it up at www.thomaspturner.net. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.